Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
That's right. The Drive is live, and we are live and in color. Both of us. We are live and in color.
Yes. Yes. We are.
I don't know what happens to me, man. I'm sorry. We got a lot to get to today here as we are live again. Thirsty Thursday. Come on out and make yourself a good decision by coming out and not being afraid to make a bad decision. As we are at the location right off Tomball Parkway. On the other side of the highway from Willowbrook Mall. Come on out, enjoy yourself. We've been here a lot of times. In fact, I wonder if my girl is going to be here. She wins all the time. You know, there's just certain locations where people just win, and you're like, all right, man, she's won. I remember she's won a chair, she's won tickets. I know she's going to be out here. Somebody stop her. Get on out here. Get yourself a chance to win in the 4 o'clock hour. Got a chance to win a gift card to Texas Star Grill Shop and a really top-notch cooler you can win courtesy of our good friends at Bud Light as they always take care of us. The Bud Light girls will be here a little bit later on to be added in the fun.
See there? You can't,
that,
I mean.
How would that, Tyler? That wouldn't.
Can you not just stop with Bud Light girls? Be here in a little bit. Come on by.
Hey,
we're
going to
do it. We're going to get this call.
They're going to add to the fun.
It's always, my wife tells me, Clint, you always try to do too much. You always try to say too
You're
much.
Right,
just
Bud Light girls, they'll be here.
Come on.
Yeah, girl.
Come on out with them.
Let they'll Tyler add that flair with that. Yeah. Come on, girl.
They're bringing a lot of flair to it as well. But no, make your way on out here. It's a good time to be had. All right, Clint, I think we need to start with some big news. We will hear from D'Amico Ryans and Davis Mills a little bit later on. We'll hear from D'Amico later on in this hour. Also, by the way, at some point in this first hour as well, we will hear from the Texan center, Jake Andrews. He will join the Drive coming up here in just a bit. But I did want to get to the big news, and this is the big news of the day, and I don't think real surprising, but obviously still a big deal. D'Amico Ryans has officially, Clint, ruled out Jalen Petrie, who had the concussion, missed last week. Fairbairn, kicker with the quad issue, he missed last week as well. And then he also rules out C.J. Stroud.
D-Mills gets it done!
He is also ruled out right now. And so those three will not play in this game. C.J. Stroud, Jalen Petrie, and then Kyahmi Fairbairn also out of this game, Clint. So those three didn't play last week. Those three didn't practice yesterday. And they are officially here on Thursday already declared out, Clint. Your response to the big news of those three important pieces being out for a second straight game?
Yeah, look, not surprised. We're living right from a standpoint of the opponents that we're catching when we're limping into games last week and limping into games this week. But so it's one of those where just thankful and fortunate to the football gods that made this happen at this point in the schedule. Number one. Number two, you got a short week next week, so I do wonder how much of this is geared towards, okay, you know, let's really focus on getting all these guys back by next Thursday instead of this Sunday. And it's the Buffalo Bills, so it's going to be a much tougher opponent.
You're right, it's a short week, too.
Thursday night next week. So, look, you never want to lose C.J. Stroud, and you damn sure don't want to lose Kyahmi Fairbairn, the two guys that are responsible for the majority of the points in one way, shape, or form. And so those are definitely painful. Jalen Petrie, hate to lose the player, crazy instincts, great player, big part of the success that we're having, but not irreplaceable in D'Amico's defense, as we've seen time and time again over the last couple of years. So great player, not minimizing him at all, but D'Amico does a good job of filling in for him and others when they're out. So the two point getters are the ones that jump out obviously and would be a bigger concern if it wasn't the Tennessee Titans that we're staring at on Sunday.
Listen, obviously your starting quarterback, one would argue maybe the heart and soul of your team, and on especially on the defensive side of Petrie, and then as you said, the guy who is huge for you with your offense struggling to score touchdowns, kicking field goals. But Clint, I'm gonna be honest with you. And 713-572-4610, you can chime in if you disagree or not. None of that should have any bearing on this game. and that's
agreed.
Weird. That's weird that you would say that. But none of that should have any bearing on this game, because the Tennessee Titans suck.
Yep.
They do. They're terrible, and they've already fired their coach. There's a lot that they're struggling with. That's not a good football team, and I know you are missing some pieces, but I can't explain enough how much worse they are than the Jags. And you should win. The only problem is Tyler's going. But outside of that, they should even overcome that. But this should not have any bearing on this game, because this is just not a team that should be able to play anywhere near the level of the Texans.
Well, this is the one thing, with or without the guys that you mentioned. Look, obviously the injury report is what it is. But this is one of those games to me where you feel like D'Amico Ryans and Nick Caserio, say what you want about those guys, but one thing that is true is, at least to date, is that they don't seem to play down to their opponent. They just beat the brakes off Baltimore. They just beat the brakes off. It was late, but they beat the brakes off the Titans. They did what they needed to against San Francisco, and obviously – you know, we know what last week was, but this is one thing that I feel really good about with this team is they don't play down to their opponent. And so this is one of those weeks where that'll be tested.
All right, let's head to the phone line and talk to the source. A guy who's one of the leaders there in that locker room, the center here for your Houston Texans, Jake Andrew, he joins the drive. Jake, man, we appreciate you jumping on with us.
Hey, appreciate you guys having me. How's it going?
Pretty good, man. Just take us through the mindset right now, man. It feels like, it almost seems like you guys are in playoff mode right now, and it looks like, as D'Amico just spoke with the media, that you guys will be without your starting quarterback, C.J. Stroud. What's the mindset going into this game against a team that you're heavily favored against?
Yeah, I mean, we don't look at that. I mean, up front, defensively, these guys have – Joseph Day, they got Sweat, they got obviously Simmons. When he's healthy, I mean, he's one of the best D tackles in the league. You know, this is no walk in the park defense, for us up front. So we got to be dialed in. We don't care what their record is, but, what the scores past games are, anything like that. We know we got to go in there and handle business the right way, because this is a really good defense that's really well coached.
Jake, anybody ever told you you got a Jason Kelce sound to you, bro?
Oh, do I really? No, nobody ever told me that. No.
Yeah, you got to look. I mean, that's a good one, though, right? At your position, that's a hell of a one. But you sound a little bit like him, man. But anyway, yeah. What about the one thing that's a big talking point this week? Obviously, beyond the tremendous comeback and dramatic win last week, but on the offensive side of the ball, particularly closest to you, the guard situation. Two fresh guards started last week. Just can you talk a little bit about the rotation of all the guards all year long? Really, since you've been a Texan, there you've not been able to get comfortable with anybody next to you. But there's been a turnstile at both guard positions. You know, what's that like? Is that a bit of a struggle? Is that something that you just is part of the job?
No, you know, you said it best. It's part of the job, and I don't really mind it, man. You know, we work so hard in practice and doing individual drills and stuff and getting reps with, you know, a bunch of different guys and just kind of preparing for instances like this, you know, hoping it goes the best way. But, you know, it's the NFL. You're not going to be blessed with the same five all year long. If you do, you're super lucky. So we try to get ready for it. And, you know, I don't mind it, man. It's nice to get some fresh legs in there and get different eyes on things. And, you know, it's a lot of fun, too. They played pretty well last week, and we got to do the same thing this week.
Jake Andrews, center for the Houston Texans, is live with us here on The Drive right off the practice field. Jake, what would you say for you being right there, and obviously you are maybe the voice there of that offensive line. The last 2 weeks, you've gone up against the Denver Broncos, who I think have the best front in football outside of the Texans. Let me make sure I get that in, Jake. The best front in football outside of the Texans. I'm not gonna lie to you. I think even as a whole with the inside, they're probably a bit stronger. But and then you face the Jags, who gave you guys some problems last week. But the last 2 weeks, I think you could argue is the best 2 weeks we've seen the O-line play, especially when you look at the competition. For you, what changed? What do you get a sense that you guys were able to manage in these last 2 weeks?
You know, I think we knew that we could play like that. It was just a matter of clicking it all together and being able to actually put it out there on the field on Sunday. You know, it started last week, last Wednesday in practice. We had a really good Wednesday, and then we got to Thursday and had a really great Thursday practice as well. And, you know, it just carried over. I mean, that's when you're gonna get a good shot at winning games, and you know, that's what we got to keep doing. We had another good day yesterday and a really good day today as well up front. So we just got to keep building on that so that we can keep putting that same product out there against, you know, good talent, like I said.
Jake, I want to preface this by saying that, I mean, everybody knows that C.J. Stroud is the Texans quarterback when he's healthy, and I'm not in any way, shape, or form, you know, intending to pit anybody against the other, but so I want to preface that. But I am interested in having a little fun from a standpoint of just because you and the quarterback are the main communicators on the team in game, you know, obviously in practice as well, but play to play. What can you give us, like explain a little bit, kind of the difference just between those two? They are two totally different guys. Obviously, we can see that from the media, but just having a little fun with it, what's the difference in the communication styles and kind of how those guys handle their business as the quarterback?
Yeah, you know, Davis wouldn't mind me saying this, but CJ's got a little bit more swag. You know what I mean? You know, when he walks around, when he gets in the huddle, a little bit more swaggy, and, you know, I'll tip my cap to Davis, too. Davis has really good leadership skills, and when he gets in there, he commands the huddle, as does CJ. You know, they're both really great, obviously. They both have really good arms, both explosive. CJ likes to run it around. That's probably the biggest difference is, you know, the play's never over with him. You got to keep blocking. However, Davis, you know, showed the wheels off last week.
That's right.
The end zone for it. So I guess you got to say it about both, man. No, they're both great to work with, and, you know, I really appreciate both of them.
Jake, a couple of guys on the offensive line, in particular the rookie at the left tackle spot, as you know, you've been in this league understanding how difficult it is to come in there, and that's, as D'Amico has said, arguably one of the toughest spots as a rookie to jump in at. What have you seen in his growth, because he really appears to be coming on Ariante Ersri on that left side?
Yeah, you know, he does stuff the right way. He tries to learn, and you know, part of being a rookie is sometimes it's a hard part, but being out on the field and learning while you're out on the field, you got to kind of adjust on the fly because you haven't seen, you know, thousands and thousands of snaps like some older guys have. You know, Titus Howard's seen X thousand amount of snaps. It's not the same. So being able to adjust while you're out there on the field and take the coaching while you're out there on the field on Sunday, he's done a really good job with that. And then he works his tail off during the week, practices hard. You know, I can't say enough good things about him.
All right, Jake, man, we appreciate you jumping on with us, man. And Safe travels to Nashville and good luck, and hopefully you guys get this dub and get ready for the Buffalo game on a short week.
I appreciate you guys. Thank y'all.
Man, who was that, Jake?
I was Frank Ross yelling at you.
Hey, tell Frank I need a cut, man.
Hey,
okay,
tell Frank.
I'll let him know.
Hey, he's got to get better this week now. He got to get in that meeting and get him better now. Come on, Frank.
Yeah. He needs to give me a haircut. I'm lagging right now. Appreciate you guys.
I appreciate you. All right, that's Jake Andrews. I don't know why I just lied to Jake, man. I can't let Frank touch my head yet. I'm unlimited.
If it's free?
No, I can't do that.
What if your barber doubles the price and Frank's free?
Nah, I don't know yet. I'm just not even in the business of trying out a new one. I told you.
Yeah, in the space of considering.
Hey,
huh?
Man, I'm 41, man. Five people have cut my hair in my whole life.
Yeah, it's
many of them on a force to move. I need to look at Frank's work, but I don't know if I'm
on
ready.
On a Ron the Show Ugly budget, that's impressive.
Oh, yeah. No, listen, I told you. There's some things I don't mess around with. Haircut, toilet paper. Outside of that, man, there's some things I don't.
Haircuts and toilet paper.
Hey, bro,
if you asked me that question, I'd say SUVs and TVs.
And my TV, like cable, like yeah. Stuff I'm watching. Yeah, I must, man, I will. Like. I was running with Xfinity and YouTube TV. By the way, get it together, please. Jesus. All right. That's Jake Andrews. Again, we'll let you know, again, on the other side, the big news from an injury report standpoint. And should there be any concerns, who's the one you're most concerned about coming up here as the Texans will have to deal with some guys being out? That's coming up.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Up next.
H-Town, I'm back.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings Willowbrook off Tomball Parkway, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, that's right. We are live. A little Thirsty Thursday in the building. And make your way on out here. We are Buffalo Wild Wings. On the one that is near Willowbrook Mall right off Tomball Parkway. Come on out here as we'll be here till 6 o'clock. TV's all over the place.
Shay's not real comfortable with, though, Andy's approach.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Shay will get in there. Shay warms up. Shay is at and after 3 o'clock. After 3 o'clock, Shay, he brings it, man. He brings it. Let him put his sunglasses on. That's what Shay really breaks out right there. But no, you can get on out here. As I said, we'll be here till 6 o'clock. A Thursday night football game, Patriots and Jets. We'll see what happens there. Some NBA, a lot that you can take in with the TVs all over the place. Great food. You know, it's a Thursday, so, you know, they got the deal on them boneless wings out here as well. You get six, you buy six, you get 12. You get the drift. So come on out here and
you don't get 12 free. You buy six, you get six free. So you get a dozen.
Yeah, you get 12.
Dozen for the price of six. Gotcha. Yeah.
You get six, you buy six, you get 12. Yep, double it up. Buy 10, you get 20.
So is it really?
Yeah.
Oh,
mm-hmm. So get on out here and enjoy yourself. It's a good time to be had out here. If you missed it, we just talked to Jake Andrews, the starting center for the Houston Texans. And before that, we broke the news here from D'Amico. By the way, we will hear from D'Amico coming up in the next segment, so stay tuned for that. Davis Mills a little bit later on in the 3 o'clock hour. But it is official. D'Amico Ryan's ruled out C.J. Stroud, Kaimi Fairbairn, and Jalen Petrie. They're out. By the way, others not practicing today, Clint. Dalton Schultz for the second straight day. Dalton Schultz and Harrison Bryant not practicing. Dalton Schultz has the shoulder. Harrison Bryant, the neck and shoulder. With Dalton, that's a we've seen him go a week without practicing and still playing, so potentially that is something that we'll see, but generally not a great sign, Clint, when guys miss the Wednesday-Thursday practice for a Sunday game. So that's one to look at with Harrison Bryant. Ed Ingram, Tytus Howard, Cade Stover, they all went another day of practice. So they practiced this week. So it looks like they're trending towards playing. But, Clint, we look at the big three, right? Obviously, C.J. Stroud, that's the headliner. But Jalen Petrie, Fairbairn are important too. Jalen Petrie, your thoughts there for him potentially, we'll see, hopefully just missing this game, but now missing two straight games.
Look, I mean, as I look at Jalen Petrie, I would put him in the group of five guys that really, you know, are responsible for the identity of this defense. You know, I look at Will Anderson. I look at Danielle Hunter. I look at Derek Stingley Jr. and Kamari Lassiter. And Jalen Petrie is in that group. No specific order, but he is in that group for me. And they set the identity. So very, very important player, no doubt about it. Great player. Not minimizing the player by any stretch of the imagination. But Jalen Petrie being out doesn't bother me. Doesn't concern me. I think the Texans are going to be fine. I got a ton of confidence in D'Amico Ryans, and I love what I've seen from Miles Bryant last year and this year. He's a player. He's a player. I like that. Really underrated depth on this team is Miles Bryant. I really like him. The injury, Ryan, that concerns me is MJ Stewart. That's the one that presents problems, and it's not MJ the player. It's MJ the safety, right? I mean,
especially with Petrie out, too.
Right? Just don't have a ton of options there at that safety position. And if you look at how D'Amico has kind of deployed guys throughout the year, I mean, there's times when he has, if you consider Jalen Petrie a safety, which you can, you know, there's a time when you'd have three really good safeties on the field, a center fielder and Kalen Bullock that could roam and do some things. Jalen Petrie as your safety. That's all. And at one point it was C.J. Gardner-Johnson. And who else? Well, I guess MJ Stewart has been one of them that's done some of it. You know, kind of a three safety set where you're rocking guys down into the box, and one ends up playing a nickel and the other ends up playing a safety, helps you disguise. I mean, so you look up and there's no Petrie safety, there's no MJ Stewart safety, there's no Jimmy Ward safety, there's no CJ Gardner-Johnson safety. So, I mean, like, what are you going to do at that safety position? Which has been a big part of the disguise and a big part of kind of creating you know, situations where a quarterback has to hesitate or a quarterback takes risk and throws into coverage, really doesn't know what he's looking at. How are you going to fill that role? That's the one for me where you start kind of realizing, boy, we're getting deep into some depth here.
Man, when is Jimmy Ward going to be ready?
Yeah, it'd be nice if he was.
Yeah. I think the combination, and they dealt with this right in the second half, but that combination of not having Petrie and MJ Stewart, we saw Bryant a bit, and it looks like they were playing, having to play him in a safety spot.
Yeah,
because right now, right, like, I mean, what you're looking at Kalen Bullock at this point right now, and then just kind of just having to fill some things in. So we'll see. And I'm guessing they'll probably call somebody up in this game to add some more depth in that back end from the practice squad. So we'll see what that looks like. But
well, again, I mean, D'Amico Rines has been absolutely tremendous in these situations. Defensive backs out. So I don't necessarily sit here and go, uh-oh, they're never going to figure this out.
Especially not in this game.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, especially in this game. Like, I don't look at it and go, oh, well, boy, they're not going to figure this thing out. I got confidence that D'Amico Rines, obviously, it's not like this all hit at once. I mean, clearly the Texans lost C.J. Gardner-Johnson and Jimmy. They knew that they were going to be thin at safety before M.J. Stewart went out. So this isn't something that just popped up. So I've got confidence that D'Amico Rines is going to handle that depth there at that position. I mean, to be honest with you, like a champ, I have zero concerns. I would think Jalen Reed, the rookie, is one that I would say is probably going to get a lot of run there. So him and Miles Bryant jump in. Boy, you're depending on a lot of young guys on both sides of the ball. That could be fun to watch for a while until guys get healthy. But Jalen Reed was having a really good training camp until he went down. And now it looks like he's going to get a shot to get some run.
Text line coming through with some interesting thoughts. One person says, Ron, Justin Tucker just finished his suspension. They should give him a call. Why? Hold on. Let's chill out here. I don't know if we're going to go there. Just because he finished his suspension. And by the way, Matthew Wright wasn't a problem last week, especially – And he shouldn't even have to be heavily involved in this game. And then the next one, C.J. Gardner-Johnson still out there. That is absolutely not happening.
I don't think he's out
there. And he's not out
there.
He's with the Bears.
He's playing with the Bears. He was on a list of 10 star players or 10 guys last week that had great games, I think is what I saw.
Yeah, he's with the Bears. And second, I don't care if he was available. There is no way that they would crawl back to C.J. Gardner-Johnson and say
they paid him $7 million to go away.
Yeah,
that's worse than Dez Bryant, right? At least Dez Bryant, they just cut him loose and it cost him. They paid him $7 million to walk. Must have been bad.
Yeah, I can tell you, two people ain't never coming back. Steve Nelson, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, they are not crawling on their hands and knees to go get those guys. Speaking of him, let's listen to D'Amico Rines coming up. We'll hear from him as he speaks to the media ahead of this game against the Titans.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
That's next.
Hawk to and spit on that thing.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings Willowbrook off Tomball Parkway, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in to The Drive as we are live here on a Thirsty Thursday. A couple of people here who did not know they were getting into this today, look over here like, what the hell is going on? But what's going on is we are here live on a Thirsty Thursday and out here having a good time as we'll be here till 6 o'clock. Let's head to NRG and hear from the head coach, DeMeco Ryan.
Good afternoon. First, I'll start just by saying for this week, CJ, Emi, and Jalen Petro will be out.
What are you looking to see from Davis now that he's getting a second week in a row?
For this week, I'm looking for Davis just to continue to improve. I thought he went out and did a nice job leading us to a victory on last week. Just looking for him to go out, execute the offense the proper way, get us in the proper calls, and just do his job to the best of his ability.
When you think about your offensive linemen and the options that you guys have, are there particular skill sets that are necessary that maybe this guy has, this guy doesn't have, that makes them a better fit with some of the other guys on the line?
For our offensive line, I'm looking for whatever gives us the best chance, the best opportunity to go out and play good football up front, communicate, be on the same page, do what we're asking guys to do, and play good football. That's what we're asking to do. So whoever's out there, that's all I want to see.
When you go on Sunday, Tay talked about Trent Brown and how much he has helped him, and he also talked about just overall the line. He said it's really been about communication. Can you just talk about the growth of him as a rookie, especially as like a key position, how much he's grown?
And Tay has done a really nice job being, you know, kind of goes – and it kind of goes missing at times when you understand that a rookie is playing left tackle. Really tough position. He's done a good job of being steady. I mean, early on, you know, he had some things, mistakes, things that happened, which is, that's a given for a rookie. But, you know, he's steady. He's been steady the entire time. And that's what I appreciate about him. Like, he's not too high, not too low. He's even keel, executing his job, and, you know, having a guy like Trent who's done it for a long time to help him, give him some pointers. I think that's very beneficial to the rookies, and that's very beneficial for our entire league when you have veteran guys who are willing to share, willing to help guys out. Now, they'll give you the information. Now, those guys have to go out and still perform, but it's very helpful. That's how, you know, all the young guys, myself included, coming into the league, you really lean into the veterans and what they're able to teach you. So I'm happy for those guys to build that relationship and hopefully it continues to flourish.
What is it going to take to be able to stop Tennessee's defensive front, especially the defensive line?
Yeah, Tennessee's defensive line is the strength of their entire team. We know the guys inside are really great players. They can wreck a play at any given time. So to do that, we just have to play with awareness up front. We got to play with toughness. We're going to have to grind. You know, Simmons is a really great player. He's going to play hard each and every snap. There is no let up in him, so we have to outcompete him as best we can, knowing that, you know, he's going to make some plays, right? We got to weather the storm. We got to keep moving forward. We can't allow one play to get us down. We just have to keep pressing. We have to keep mixing it up offensively, running our offense the proper way.
Miles Bryant, he's played nickel, he's played safety, he's been outside corner, obviously a versatile player. What are some things you see that allows him to be versatile?
Miles is a really smart player. That's why he's able to do multiple things, multiple spots. He's a guy you can trust, a guy you can count on, whatever the situation is. Even if Miles doesn't practice a position, if there's a guy I'm going to throw out there at any given time, it's going to be Miles Bryant, because he's sharp in the classroom, he's sharp on the field, and he's always going to be where he's supposed to be.
What is it about Danielle Hunter that has made him valuable for this defense?
Danielle is arguably one of the best pass rushers in the history of the game. Like, he's shown that time and time again. He's been on a tear here lately. I mean, he's done a fantastic job. And the thing that really sets him apart is when he's exploding out the ball, he's playing with speed, the power, right? It's tough to block, really tough to block. And it's really not just him alone. He does have a nice move, but when the guys in the interior are pushing the pocket and really not allowing the quarterback to step up, that's when we're capable of getting the sacks and closing the deal. So Daniil has done a really fantastic job, not just now, but his entire career.
Looking ahead a little bit, you guys have a Thursday night game next week. With the concussion protocol, how difficult can it be for someone that hasn't, generally speaking, difficult to kind of clear on a short week, just kind of looking a little ahead?
And when it comes to the concussion protocol, it's every guy is different. So it's a day-to-day process. So I'm not looking to next week and trying to predict what that looks like. I'm looking at the day-to-day process to see, where guys are.
You've often talked about kind of the willingness of the offensive lineman to do what you're asking them to do. When you are evaluating, how much of that is the ability to do it and then like the want and desire and the mental side of like wanting to do it?
Yeah, everybody wants to do it, right? Guys that are in this league, they're in this league because they want to do it. And some guys are better players in this league because they do it better. That's just the nature of where we are. Some guys are better at doing some things than others. So you continue to try to, one thing, you find guys that have the mental toughness, right? And that position there is all about, it's about technique. It's about communication. It's about, not having any grenades go off and just really like being sound and disciplined. That's the one position that you have to be locked in every single snap, right? The picture changes a lot defensively. They have a lot of moving pictures, a lot of things that happen up front that guys have to communicate. You have to expect things to change. So with those guys up front, you have to be smart. You got to be physical. You got to be tough.
Under the next man up reality of the league, is Graham Mertz your number two, and how has he progressed, if he is, since he's joined us as a rookie?
Yeah, Graham has continued to progress, do a good job. He's been running our scout team for the past 2 weeks, and he's done a really good job. Made a really nice throw out there today. He made a really nice play on a seam throw. He's progressing, doing really well. He's taking the mental reps while he's not in physically when our ones are up. He's back, standing behind, right, Davis, taking that rep, continue to ask him questions. Hey, what are you doing in this situation? What's your read? Just keeping him mentally in tune because we can't give him those reps.
You have some guys who you know are going to start, so their preparation doesn't change. As a coach, is there any, like, extra appreciation when you have guys like Miles, Trent, even Davis to a certain point, that they likely aren't going to play in certain weeks, but they're able to contribute when you need them most?
For those guys, if you're call it a backup in this league, like that's, I'm always impressed with backups because you get the least amount of reps. When your name is called, you're expected to go out there and do it just as if you got all the reps. So it's unfair to the backups in a sense, but also if you are a backup, like what's your preparation like in the background? It has to be spot on. You have to be on top of. You have to have that A-plus mentality, right? When you're in the classroom, you're studying at home because you know you're not getting that rep physically. So those mental reps have to kick up, and you have to dominate every rep you get.
How have you seen Cam Ward grow from the first time you saw him earlier this season?
Hey, Cam is – I think where Cam has grown to me, where it's early on, seeing a lot where he was – running out of the back of the pocket, trying to make the big play a lot, where you see him trying to settle down. I think offensively, they'll try to settle things down here after the bye week, kind of not try to take the big plays as much and try to get the ball out of the quarterback's hands a little quicker. So I think that's where the coaching staff will come in, try to help him to settle down even more.
Coach, last week, how important has a guy like Aziz been to just add to the team? How's he been both here, but like just having him on the team for me? Personality standpoint, team chemistry standpoint, how vital has he been just for his overall?
Yeah, man, Aziz is the glue. All right, he's the heartbeat. He's the glue of our team. Like, he keeps this thing together. Without him, I'm not sure where we would be. Without his leadership, without his mindset, how he shows up every single day, the passion that he brings, the wisdom that he brings to the locker room, out on the field, just like he's – man, I can't say enough great things about Aziz. I love the person who he is and how he's grown and matured. And I'm thankful that he's here in our locker room of course, I love the player, love the mentality, but the locker room, the man that he is and what he stands for, what he represents, like there's not a better guy, I would say, in this league than Aziz.
Last week you showed the video of Danny Williams, his shoulder being popped out and him finishing that heavyweight fight and never quitting on certain moments. That really resonated with a lot of the team, and they said so when we interviewed them after the win. Is there a Saturday night video or film that you're thinking about for this week heading into this one at all?
Yeah, I can't tell you guys all that. No. It's for me, it's you know, everything for me is like, it's in that moment. It's like what I'm feeling at that point in time. So it's not that I have things planned out a week at a time of what I'm showing the guy. I get a pulse of our team, get a feel for where we are, how the week went, and what our guys need to hear in that moment. So I'm not just pre-planning things and showing, like, when things hit me the right way, I sleep on it. It's in my heart to show the guys, and I feel like, you know, it'll resonate with them. That's what I'll show them.
Obviously, it's not the goal, but just to get back to 500, that benchmark, what does that mean for you guys? Is it important?
You want to win the football game. That's the most important thing. Really don't care about all. It's just, can we win a football game? And what does that take? Like, it takes guys having that will to go win, that determination, and go finish. It takes guys being locked in on their assignments, doing it to the best of their ability, and, again, not blinking. Four quarters of disciplined football and finishing. That's all that matters to me.
Coach, with the league always pushing towards more safety in the game, especially about protecting quarterbacks. This is the second time in CJ's career he's had to deal with concussions, and then there's other, you know, franchise star quarterbacks around the league that has dealt with concussions throughout their career as well. Could you see the league potentially moving towards making the quarterbacks wear the guardian caps just to protect them from concussion protocol?
When it comes to the protection of the quarterbacks, I think the league has done a good job of really changing the position-specific helmets. So quarterbacks actually have a position-specific helmet that's designed to help them, right, limit the concussions or the impact once they hit the ground, right? And if we had to take it a step further to the guardian cap as well, I think for me and for everybody, man, I'm willing to do whatever it takes to make sure these guys are as healthy as possible. Whatever team you're on, whoever you play for, it's about the person first and foremost, and you never want to see anybody, especially battle the concussions, right? That's a delicate situation, and you don't want to see guys go through it. It's tough watching guys have to go through that. And so whatever we have to do, and I know it's, you know, you play a physical game, some things you can't, you know, truly control how that impact happens, but I think the league's done a good job of changing the position-specific helmets for the linemen, for the quarterback, and they continue to advance and progress the helmet protocol to make sure we have the safest equipment possible.
And what I just wanted to say, with you being able to step away from football on yesterday to attend the funeral of, you know, one of your friends, how much did that just bring back to reality that it's more than just about this game? It's about the friendships and the relationship that you developed.
Yeah. Nah, thank you for that, man. It's everything. The relationships, the people, like who you touch, who you impact, like every day. So I say, man, every day is a great day. Like to bring joy to someone's life. And we get to do football. It's entertainment, but we also understand that, man, it's real life. And everybody has families and loved ones that they care about. So for all of us, it's like, man, show love to everybody. Treat people how you want to be treated. Show people, right, that kindness, right, that we all don't deserve, but you just show it anyway to everybody. And that's what it's all about, man. How you treat, how you love other people, that's what we should do.
All right, that's head coach D'Amico Ryans as he spoke to the media. As we come back on the other side, let's revisit some of the things he had to say, what jumped out to us. You can text in what jumped out to you, 713-572-4610. YouTube and Twitch will do that coming up next.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.